Hello and welcome to the Dad Strength Podcast. I am your host, Richie Leahy. We're continuing with our list of essential items for new dads. Today on our list, we're going to be talking about an item that makes life convenient. Ours ended up having a little bit of a meltdown, a little bit of trouble later on in its life cycle. So we actually got rid of it. So I don't actually have one to take pictures of that's mine at this juncture, but I might be able to. If we ever have another kid, we'll probably get one of these. But the item I'm talking about is a bottle warmer. Now, we didn't give formula. So, this is a controversial topic, I know. When people give formula, I think they can either, they don't even have to warm it up. I think it's just water. Depending on what formula it is. Some of them you zap in the microwave or you can warm up like a bottle, but we're actually giving milk. Now, when you breastfeed, the milk's going to end up being warm just due to the internal body temperature. So when your child is used to breastfeeding, they're going to go ahead and have that warm milk that they like. So in turn, if you start to pump, or when you start to pump, because you're going to want to pump if you have a job. Most scenarios, let's say you need to go out and take a walk, you need your man to go ahead and feed the child. You're going to have some milk supply on duty. Now, you're not going to give cow's milk. You could switch and give formula on those rare occasions, but I think most people use a breast pump, and I don't think breast pump's on our list because the list we're gearing towards trying to keep it items for dads. And that's where the bottle warmer really comes in. So say dad's the only one at home. So I'm home with our daughter and I need to feed her. Something comes up. So what we did was we had a whole freezer full of bagged milk. Then we would pull and keep one or two or a couple of those in the fridge. So if I'm thinking correctly, I think it's a rule of six. So if milk's out of the fridge or breast milk's out of the fridge and it's room temperature, you can keep it for 6 hours or something similar. You might want to look this up because I'm going off memory here. If it's in the fridge, the actual refrigerated part, you can keep it for 6 days. And then if it's in the freezer, you can keep it for 6 months. So we had milk and we would go ahead, date them. And if you're doing it religiously, if you're doing it all the time, we had extra milk that we donated to mothers who had trouble producing milk or couldn't breastfeed or for whatever reason. So we donated our extra milk, but you do have a bunch. So as a dad, I would go ahead and the fat kind of separates in breast milk. It's not like pasteurized or anything. So I'd take the bag, kind of like I wouldn't shake it directly, kind of just make it kind of go back and forth in my hand. Pour the milk into a bottle, and now we have cold milk. When your child is first born, they're not going to drink cold milk, so you have to warm it. Now, some people just put it in the microwave. I'm pretty sure that that kills bacteria, but it also kills like good bacteria, and it also kills some of the enzymes and things in the milk that your child needs. So in a pinch, could you microwave it? Yeah. Should you? Not really, especially because most bottles are plastic. And whenever you microwave plastic, that plastic is going to seep into the milk, potentially harming your child. I would imagine that those plastics would cause cancer or something, because when plastic was invented, cancer diagnosis, or at least it is a disease, kind of rose too. So I would try to keep those away from my baby. You might want to do research on that, but just an observation I had. So we tried to warm it regularly. Now, here's some ideas you could do if you don't have the warmer. You could take the bottle of milk and run it under the optimal temperature in your sink. Run it under warm water. This works okay, but it takes a while, depending on the size of the bottle. If it's a small bottle, yeah, you can warm it up in a couple minutes, but you're wasting water and it's hard. Another thing that we did was kind of like put water in a bowl, put that in the microwave and heat it, or you could do it on stovetop, depending what big of a hurry you're in. And again, if your child's sleeping and you're like, I'm going to make a warm bottle because I know they're going to wake up in like 15 minutes, maybe you can boil some water and then just like kind of steam the bottle of milk to warm it up. Well, go ahead. You can run it under any hot water. If you heat up a bowl of water, even if it's going to be in the microwave, heat up that bowl of water, then set your bottle that you made that already has the milk in it inside of it. It will kind of float around, and that's why you don't want to use a super big bowl, but you want to kind of submerge it because that outside water is going to heat your bottle and heat the milk inside. So that milk then gets heated. Boom. As long as it's warm, there's no hard set fast rule. What you want to do is make sure that, so like after I kind of swish the milk around in the bottle, dump a little bit out on my finger, as long as it's warm, you'll tell if it's cold. You'll also tell if it's hot. If you heated it too hot, definitely let it sit. You don't want to burn your child's throat or anything. So that's where the bottle warmer comes into play, and it's essential for dads who are working, doing other things, and they don't have time to sit here and master the art of nuking a bowl of water and then letting the actual bottle float around in this bowl of water until the milk's warm. So most of these companies have some type of bottle warmer. I think we just had the generic Toys R Us one, and I don't think the brand matters. I don't think they're built to last that long. So basically, you're going to buy this purchase, maybe 10, 20 bucks, 30 bucks, I think at the most. And it's kind of like a steamer. So there's a hot plate in the bottom. You pour a little bit of water in and plug it in, turn it on. The warmer will then, the hot plate will turn on, steaming that water and pushing it up. If you don't have your bottle in there, you're going to see the steam rise. You might not even notice it, depending on how much, because it's going to dissipate in the air. So you put the bottle inside. Make sure that your bottle fits kind of snugly. You don't want it fitting in there so the hot air cannot escape. So, you need some room on the sides, but make sure that it fits all the way down in there. Turn it on. It will heat up for like 30 seconds to a minute, depending on what brand you have. Ours didn't have an adjuster, but having that water in there kind of like messes with the bottle warmer or the hot plate itself. So after a while, I'd say maybe a year, there was like all kind of like, it was kind of like charred, like the brown water kind of burnt. So there was like burnt water in the bottom of the bottle warmer, and it got to the point where it looked pretty bad. I don't think I was worried about it causing fires, but it's just something where I'm not going to push the bottle warmer once it served its purpose. So like if we have another kid, it's one of the items where we definitely threw it away just based on appearance. Like it definitely looked like it was worn out or burnt, like the water burnt inside. So there was like brown or black charred marks inside of the bottle warmer itself. Nothing happened to the bottles. The bottles were fine. It would just steam them. Now we do have a steamer too. So I mean, if we wanted to go the extra route, if you have an actual food steamer, a bottle would definitely fit inside our steamer, and you could plug it in and turn it on for a couple minutes and it would definitely heat it up. The bottle warmer is built for the bottle though, so there are safety features built in so that it doesn't get too hot or run for too long. So that's the benefit of having one. As a dad, for me, definitely essential. Because again, your child starts to cry, they're not going to be able to move around. They're not going to be much. You're holding him, most likely, or her, and they're crying. So it's bothering you. Like you're like trying to, okay, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Need to do this. Need to do that. Whatever you need to do is going to be something similar, whatever. And so we put it in there, holding my child. I don't want to be messing with putting water in a microwave and then heating it up. Just putting the bottle, putting a little bit of water in the bottle warmer, putting the bottle in, letting it steam for a couple seconds while I rub her back, then give her the bottle, worked perfectly for me. That's why I put it on the list. I figured it was going to be controversial because some people don't have it. If you haven't used a formula, you might not need it. But go to our list. We have it on ranker.com. Go to ranker.com, type in dad strength. You'll see a list of essential items for new dads. You can vote each item up or down. We're trying to have, I think we have 25 items. So we're trying to make a list of essential items for new dads. Make sure you vote up or down whether you think an item is essential or not. You can vote for every item on the list. So go ahead and do that. Some people just look like they run and hit one item and come back. Maybe it's because each week they do it. That's fine. Whatever you need to do. We're going to let this run through the end of the podcast. We'll put it out there. And then we're going to archive it on our site. So anyone who stumbles upon the show notes or whatever at a later date will be able to see the 25 items we used on this podcast and go back and hopefully get some good information out of it. So that's our item this week, bottle warmers. I think they're essential. Will every dad use them? I don't know, probably not. Depends on the situation. But it's an item that I used, and it makes it more convenient when your child's crying on your shoulder, something that no parent wants to hear. So go to Dad Strength, our list on Ranker, and vote that up. Subscribe to our podcast. I am your host, Richie Leahy. Follow me on Twitter and YouTube. They're not going to be up completely because I'm taking the audio and I'm converting them into an audio only video for YouTube, which means basically there's the image, the cover art. So I'm working through getting these up on YouTube. It's probably going to take me a couple weeks to a month because I'm trying to get caught up on old ones. Now we do already have some of the videos. So each item on our list has a standalone video, and then you can listen to the full audio podcast on YouTube. But we're getting those up, getting everything caught up. So you can go ahead and look for those there. I'm making it into a playlist as I do them. So that's where we're going to be. But go ahead, subscribe, listen to the podcast. If you have any feedback or anything, please let me know. And I'll see you again next week. Thank you for listening.